Greetings, Wargamers. We're your hosts, Trevor,
Jay,
Josh,
and this is
Shane Attack.
Attack is sponsored by Discount Games Incorporated. Discount Games Incorporated specializes in customer service, low prices, and prompt shipping. You can find our web store at www.discountgamesinc.com.
Welcome to Chain Attack. I'm your host, Trevor, and I am up to 24 hours of Loop Hero and still going.
Wow.
That is 50 cents per hour, Josh. If you needed any more sales.
Josh isn't going to... This is the part that is funny to me, is that Josh can't get past the graphics, which I would have thought that... He would have thought they were like retro and cool, but I guess what do I know?
Yeah, I'm a graphics whore, but the honest truth is I'm Josh and I own Loop Hero. So Trevor wins in that way, but I haven't played it yet because...
So Josh wins in that way.
I need you to nerd pray for me that I will beat XCOM 2. I'm on my 7th Iron Man campaign. And I've made more progress than I've ever made before. I'm like right on the razor's edge of success and failure. So send me all your positive vibes. I'm hoping that I'll win it by this weekend. And then, frankly, I probably will try out some Loop Hero. And I'll hold my nose about the graphics the whole time.
Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Jay, and I don't really... have anything clever to say today, I guess. So I already said it in the pre-ramble, which like and subscribe and back us on Patreon. And you can listen to our awesome pre-rambles.
You can hear JB clever.
And please, 5 stars. My compatriots don't know what I'm quoting, but those of you who do.
When you know, you know.
Which, go ahead, who are you? Who are you quoting?
Sonic, of course.
Oh, of course. Yes. Actually,
a deep cut right there.
I saw that on either, I think on Hulu, and I told Brian, like, oh, we should watch this sometime. A lot of friends have really liked it. And Brian's like, I'm not so sure about that, but I'll try to.
It was pretty delightful.
A lot of the critics disliked it, but they're not really the target audience, so
right.
It is rapidly closing in on the movie that I've seen the most. I watched it again yesterday.
what would you say is the movie that you have watched the most?
Rocky IV or Willow or Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Those are the three that I mean. I was so young. I don't know what the I would hard to know what the count would be.
Yeah. For you, Jay, isn't it one of the Star Wars movies?
It's probably A New Hope. Yeah. It could also, New Hope is probably pulled ahead. At one point, it and like Karate Kid would have been neck and neck.
I've seen Karate Kid a lot of times too, but Ferris Bueller's Day Off is, I've seen that movie. There was a point where I could almost quote the entire movie basically from end to end.
That's insane.
Should, you're ready to go be a star of Ready Player One.
That's so true.
It doesn't feel like a very commendable talent in any way, shape, or form. So, but yes, I've forgotten most of it now. I still quote Willow a lot, though.
That's because you are great.
That's true. Yes, I say that to my kids quite a bit.
She also. When they're in your way, or do you tell them?
Oh yes,
out of the way, peck.
Yes, oh, I do all the time. They do not find it nearly as humorous as I do.
So, you guys teased in the other episode that you're going to be doing your, was it Western Empires or Civilizations, or what's the big game?
Yeah, Western Empires.
Western Empires. It is the derivative of a game called Mega Civilization or Mega Civ. And I think it was just called Civilization before that. It's been around for a long time, but it's had several iterations. And it's been refined. The rules are not the same, but
it really looks like a giant game of Pit, but with a tech tree.
I've never played Pit.
Oh my heavens. That's
surprising? Disappointing? What are you going for there, Jay?
No, I'm appalled that that you just compared that this game might be like Pit.
I mean, there's more to it than that, but I guess that feels like a sort of fair comparison.
Huh. Well,
I don't know whether I should be offended by that or not, but
the whole trading phase is very much the game of Pit, like with some additions, I would say, but that's the foundation of that phase.
Yeah, you have to trade at least 3 cards. You have to tell the truth about 2 of those cards. Any additional cards can be whatever, and there are gotchas in the deck.
Well,
but that is trading is only one part of the game. There's a lot more.
Right.
I would say it'd be like diplomacy plus Pit plus plus a 51 card tech tree deck for every player, which I had to separate by hand, which was not fun. Dealing out nine decks of 259 cards.
It's currently on the schedule for April 10th.
Well, I'm excited to hear
how much of a disaster it is. It'll be interesting to see if your co-hosts are willing to talk to each other after the experience.
Well, you'll be willing to talk to Trevor. It'll be whether or not Trevor is willing to talk to you after you break one of your negotiations with him.
I'm really going to try not to. That's my only goal in the game.
To be fair. Will,
to deny my own nature.
He has a good chance to not even be near me. The map is huge.
That's true. It is
literally North Africa, all of Europe, all the way over to what would be the farthest east? Persia, I guess? Assyria.
So then the best chance I have, Jay, is to like infect one of his neighbors with my same, you know, neuroses.
And really, you say that like your top goal is, keeping a deal with Trevor or whatever, but what it needs to be is beating down your brother.
That can't really be a goal when it's just my nature.
Okay. Well, you have to pass it on.
That's right.
Well, that's the other problem is I'm afraid this is what's going to happen. The way the worlds are going to set out, it'll be like I'll be the Celts, Josh will be Rome, and his father will be Carthage, and his brother will be Assyria. And so the three of us will be on the opposite side of the table from him, and we won't be able to stop the onslaught as the people next to him continue to allow him to crush everyone at the table.
This is an unfortunately likely scenario.
Yeah, I'm being prophetic right now in more ways than one.
You're like Cassandra. You can see the future, but no one believes you or listens to you.
Right.
For Discount Games Inc., we have a restock of the new Kill Team Core Box, so you can still get that, and there's the train sets that came out with it, and that'll be a good time. I'd like to say that there's a new box set coming out. I'd like to say that I have plenty for people to order, but they're letting us order 4, so rip. let's dive into the bracket.
All right.
So this week we have basically 8 matchups left, and so we're gonna do 5 this week and 3 the next week, and then talk about round 1 after that. So where do we want to start?
You might as well start with the Juggernaut, but I just realized I'm like defending against 3 Juggernauts, maybe only 2 Juggernauts. Yeah, okay. Only two juggernauts,
really. We can start with the biggest juggernaut. Let's start with Marvel Cinematic and Through the Ages.
Very well.
Okay, Trevor, you're the moderator. I have the MCU, and Josh has Through the Ages.
Josh, do you want to go first or second?
You know what? I'm okay to go first.
All right, I'll give you every advantage necessary.
End the pain.
To try somehow to make this less, 90-10 and more like 85-15 comes out. So you can do this, Josh. 5%.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Chances of Through the Ages.
I'm ready. I mean, look, here's the thing. At this point, all I'm trying to do is the same thing I tried to do with Bone. I just want our listeners who have not experienced Through the Ages to experience it. And here's what I mean by experience it. Get the board game, find friends, play the board game with them. Or get it on iOS or Android. The app is a fantastic implementation of a board game. It's not a, direct port per se. It does so much of the bookkeeping for you. But, I mean, for me, it is probably my most played game in history. 100%. And it is an incredibly well done civilization game. It has such a fun mechanic with what I call drafting the river, meaning, there's a river of cards coming down, and that's what you get your different technologies and opportunities and leaders, etc. from. An incredible game, incredibly fun. Just go out and get it. Time. But also vote for it.
I will say that Through the Ages is the first game I remember that had discs that move from one part to another part of your basically tableau,
like,
and caused one thing to go up when they moved and caused a cost to increase as they were removed from the other part. There are other games that do it now that implement it just like it did, like Eclipse is a good example. I just thought the first time I ever played that game, I thought that it was absolutely so. And speaking of absolutely brilliant in 20-some-odd films, Jay, you may go.
Are you ready for me? Okay.
Yes.
So the MCU is a cinematic achievement. It has brought much joy to my life. I've eagerly devoured every movie multiple times. I'm excited for the Disney Plus TV shows to now expand and become part of the MCU, because I'm just that much of a fanboy, I guess, at this point. I'm a little bit jealous of my co-host about the only thing that I am jealous of them having kids is that at some point they tell me stories about them doing an entire rewatch of the MCU with their children, which, as near as I can tell, is the only worthwhile thing about having children. it's just obviously I don't know what I can say. It's well done. It's awesome.
I wonder how we'll view it with the lens of history. So,
and it's changed cinema so much.
I don't think, like, to me, it's mind-boggling that you could put together that many films, and honestly, on rewatch,
and have actually work.
Mm-hmm. There are
very few that are not, just solid.
There are very few that are stinkers. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even use that word for any of them. Even the worst ones aren't stinkers.
One of the ones that people consider one of the worst is one of Brian's favorites.
Which one's that?
Thor 2.
Oh, I love Thor 2. I think it's fantastic.
That is widely considered, at least in like the bottom three.
Huh. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I just look at it and I go, how could you put together? And the thing is, we're not done. It's not like they're like, okay, well, thanks for all the memories. Here we go. I'm going to, step away from Star Wars for 15 years before I make a crappy.
Make a Star Wars trilogy and execute it so poorly that we have to shelf making movies for years while we find our way out of the woods and figure out what the hell we're going to do.
Seems like really specific examples here.
I think that it has changed
our mindset. Expectations, for sure.
I think it's changed the mindset in Hollywood. I think that they look at it and go, we can, I mean, in the 80s, there was so much schlock where they're just like, well, we'll just throw, you know, this guy that's never written anything before, we'll get him to just write a script, we'll throw these stars at it or whatever, and we'll put out a crappy movie, but we'll only spend, you know, it was a make sure you don't spend more than what you're going to earn on it. And they didn't care if the movie was crappy, because they knew that when it came out, that the reviews, back then, the reviews didn't hit, and they weren't, like, you didn't know that the movie was crappy until you talked to your neighbor.
Right.
And I feel like that whole world has changed, and now they're starting to realize, well, crap, we can't put out junk anymore and have everyone love it. We need to invest some time and effort in these things. And if you do it over the long haul, you get rewarded with the biggest cinema franchise of all time that has made the most money of all time together as a group. Anyway, Josh, I'm sorry, but would you like a rebuttal?
Yeah, I will give a brief rebuttal. I mean, let's just recognize that your voting for Through the Ages is not going to hurt the vote against the MCU, because there's going to be so many votes over there anyway. Just give a little vote to Through the Ages. You know, make an old man happy.
And when it knocks off the MCU, like Arkham Horror knocked off Harry Potter, what are you gonna do about that?
Oh, we riot.
I mean, I will be voting for Through the Ages, but I'll probably join the riot at that point if that really were to happen, Trevor.
Okay, that's clear that you have your priorities semi-straight. I love Through the Ages, don't get me wrong. But... All right, Jay, do you need another rebuttal for the MCU?
Sure, I'll yes, I'll take it,
brother. Right. Point of order.
So, Through the Ages, I guess I'll just accept that this is my own geek failing or something, but it's my board game version of XCOM that I just don't grok why people love it as much as they do.
What?
Dirty.
It's true. I don't. Person. I don't understand. Like
that's whoa. Fine, time. You're done. I can't believe you haven't played it. Or you don't grok it, I mean.
No, I've played it. I just don't understand why people love it so much.
Oh my gosh. It's a fantastic game.
I mean, okay,
where is it?
Fine, I guess.
Have you played the second edition?
Maybe.
Not that it's changed that much. But I do think that the second edition is superior in basically every way.
Okay. Well, it's fine.
So Through the Ages, a new story, which is the second edition, is number 7 on the Board Game Geek all-time list. And honestly, I feel like it is probably better than 2 or 3 above it. I don't want to say it's better than several of the others, but I do think that it is a brilliant game.
Okay, now you have to give us a breakdown of which ones it's better than and not better than.
Oh, it's better than Brass Birmingham by a substantial margin.
Sure, okay.
I think it's better than Gloomhaven Jaws of the Lion. Okay. I think it's better than Terraforming Mars. I will stop at that point because I'm not going to say it's better than TI 4th edition. It's not better than Legacy Season. It's not better than...
Terraforming Mars is a tough call. I think Trevor's right, but that's the toughest call to make right there. That's definitely a choose between your two children kind of call.
I think that it suffers from recency bias, and I think that's part of the reason it's fallen as far as it has.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Am I moderating? Is it my moderator?
It's all right. Old Man's War J versus Warcraft Trevor.
Let's see. I want J to have the last word on this one. So, Trevor, take it away. 1 minute to defend Warcraft. Zug, zug.
Zog, zog, yeah. The first time I ever saw Warcraft at a friend's house back in the 90s, I was blown away. I'd never seen a real-time strategy game before, and the way that you could build your forces and go out and have this battle in this fantasy world was amazing. I've spent more time in my life in the Warcraft universe than any other location or place or thing in the entire world. I spent more time in World of Warcraft in that one game. Back when we used Crossfire, the gaming communication app, and it tracked your hours, I know I had 5,000 plus hours in WoW when I stopped using that app. So to me, World of Warcraft, the stuff around it is probably a bigger deal than almost anything else in this entire list. I've spent so much time in Warcraft. I think it's a big deal, and not just for me. It has become the biggest MMO of all time for a reason. It is a great genre. It has made some great characters. It's Warcraft. It should get more credit than it has on our little ranking in the seeding. It should have been seeded higher.
Whatever. Really?
Yes.
That's time. All right. Well, other than his heresy, Jay, about the seeding or whatever, go ahead and tell us about Old Man's War.
Old Man's War. So, it makes me sad that Old Man's War is likely going to lose this matchup because there are so many Warcraft fanboys and probably not as many people who've read this series. But you should read this series because it's amazing. It is by my favorite author. And it is one of the best examples of his writing. One of the things that's kind of funny about it is that it's a military sci-fi novel that is high on comedy and hijinks.
such a good description.
but the reading style is fast and enjoyable. And one of the things that's nice is that the sequels are also very well done. One of them, Zoe's Tale, is told from another perspective of a different character and is like a young adult novel, although you don't really know that, particularly reading it. And it just all meshes really well together and is an amazing read.
All right. Excellent work, Jay. Yeah, what's funny is Zoe's War is one of the only novels that does that type of thing, tells a side character's point of view that I have really enjoyed ever. So, and whether that's the bias of the series or not, anyway, yes, there are incredible hijinks in this incredibly well-told sci-fi military story. All right, Trevor, a rebuttal for 30 seconds.
I love Old Man's War. I've read all the books, which is not common for me. I read them all quickly. They're well worth a read, but they don't hold a candle. Those books gave me, 60, 100 hours worth of entertainment? I did that in one day in the World of Warcraft. Oh, wait, maybe I stood up for a few days doing
The that. Math is specious here, but yes, whatever.
Yes, true.
All right, that's time. I kind of almost hate this matchup because the writing in Warcraft is the campiest garbage you will ever read. And I am the man who loves Pacific Rim, so I know campy.
here's my confession, Josh. In 5,000 hours plus, that's when I stopped
counting. You spent no time with the story because it's so awful.
Never have you read it. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
That's not 100% true, but I don't recall ever reading any of the dialogue that was the stuff that I had to actually read instead of the stuff that was acted out to me, like the major scenes. I remember there was a dragon fight that was voiced by Cam Clark. Who, if you know voice actors, he's pretty famous. He voices, for one, Max Sterling on Robotech series, but he voiced one of the dragons, and he did an amazing job. I mean, clearly he's an amazing voice actor, but anyway, there's lots of fights in that game that were very interesting, and there were some interesting dialogues. But yes, you're probably correct; it is pretty campy in many places, and I didn't read most of the plot lines. I skipped.
All right,
but
Jay,
I didn't have to have fun.
Now that I set him up to lambast the writing in his own
I've
property,
been waiting
take your 30-second
so
rebuttal.
For this
Do
rebuttal.
It, baby. Go.
Okay, so first of all, has there been a more overrated franchise of Drek than Warcraft? No, there's not. It's such a shitty real-time strategy game. The MMO is so awful. Like, the art style is bad. The campy cultural stills it drives me crazy. And then finally, the little cherry on top I love that everyone is finally like, man, you know what? Blizzard is actually an awful company. Like, yes, they've produced crap for years, and now finally they got acquired by Activision, and they are just as off like they are the evil empire, and keep throwing money at them, I guess, because you have no soul. But come on.
This was the greatest rebuttal.
You
in
have
the
offended,
history of rebuttals.
You've offended millions of people who have loved World of Warcraft. It is the best MMO of all time. And that, I'm
not, oh, sorry.
That is saying that with humility. Like, there's, it's not even close. There's nothing even within its realm. Nothing can even sniff its butt.
Sadly true. All right. That was the rebuttals. Vote your conscience.
Okay. Next, we have Vampire the Masquerade, the RPG, versus Firefly, the TV show.
Oh, my heart.
This is tough. I don't like this.
I mean, it's pretty easy, actually. But we'll go ahead and start with you, Trevor, with Vampire the Masquerade.
All right, Vampire the Masquerade. I want to take you guys back to a small strip mall in 1991, where I walked in to Jack's store to look at D&D, and I looked over and there was this book. It was green, had this green marble on it with a rose, which I will tell you, for a 14-year-old boy, I don't know why that would called out to me at all, because it didn't have swords or bikinis on it or anything else that I loved at 14.
Yeah, good point.
But I did. I was drawn to it. I picked it up. I looked at it, and the art style was amazing. It introduced a cultural phenomenon that hit people well beyond the RPG world. Like, I feel like the goth movement from the late 90s until, I don't know, I honestly don't know when it died, but that whole thing started that moment in 1991 when this book was published. I think that it had such a massive impact,
fantastic. You did the went in the Wayback Machine talking about Jack's store.
It's true. That's where I saw it. I don't even know. I bet you we could figure out what month it was, because I think he was only in the old strip mall, or only in the old mall for probably, what, 6 months before he had to move on?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark would know, probably.
Okay,
yeah, that was my favorite time, when there was two game stores in the mall, in the old mall.
Yeah. Okay, Josh, talk to us about Firefly.
I feel like unworthy to defend this property, especially when I know that Jay's dank ears are here, you know, judging the property constantly. But man, Firefly just introduced me to some incredibly fun characters. Like, I can't think of another show where I have an affection for each character more than Firefly. I mean, it's a space western, so it's just kind of a funny, in some ways silly genre, but it didn't take itself, it didn't make itself overly silly. I mean, it took some serious tones and had some tough episodes, but I just love every freaking character. And it's, for me, it's a series I quote all the time. It really is like nothing else, and it deserves your vote.
Trevor, are you ready for your rebuttal?
I'm just gonna have to continue my argument since I didn't finish it.
Okay.
Anyway, so this game changed the way that RPGs were viewed in my mind. Everything before that felt very crunchy. The storytelling system has changed the path of all RPGs since. Like, it has become more and more a push towards telling a combined story than it ever was before. This game has changed so much in our society and in RPGs.
Okay. Since Trevor has not deigned to give a rebuttal for Firefly, I'll do a quick one.
Oh, brother. Oh my gosh. Point of order.
The best TV show of all time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'll just do, imagine you're preparing for the SAT, and you're doing like your, I don't even remember what they're calling them, similes or analogies or whatever, but so Boba Fett is to Star Wars like Firefly is to television.
Amazing, awesome,
wildly overrated.
I have never seen such a corrupt moderator put his thumb on the scale so hard. Why am I not surprised?
Would you like to do a rebuttal, Josh?
I'm in a rebut. I'm on Josh's side on this one.
You can rebut.
I'm sorry, but it is wildly underrated, and more people should go watch it.
Actually, that is true. You should go watch it, please. Especially Our Dear Mrs. Reynolds, my favorite episode of Firefly, for the record.
It is pretty amazing.
How much I would hate the show. It's kind of funny. I don't even really hate the show, but
you hate the fandom more than that, right?
Like, yeah, that's probably true. I'm curious how much more I would like the show. Would be a better way to say, I guess, if Jane wasn't
didn't exist,
and if it just didn't have horses, like those two changes.
Maybe we could get with George Lucas and he could do whatever the crap he did with the Star Wars movies, a recut or whatever. And the horses will be CGI'd into something palatable for Jay.
I don't understand why you don't like the horses. Like, horses don't need gasoline. They don't break down. They create more of their progeny that can do work. Like, there's a reason why horses are being used. They're easy to get to the planet. And then, I mean, these are people trying to settle
lots of
planets.
Imagine if they were, what are they called in the Mandalorian? The Blurgs?
I mean,
all that was is a CGI horse. Come on, right?
Sure.
Then Jay would totally be on board.
Here, to be fair, I don't necessarily like the fandom of Vampire the Masquerade either.
That was going to be my rebuttal, that Trevor gave credit to Vampire the Masquerade for the goth movement, and I'm not sure that should be considered a good thing.
I do have to say, so I went to... I might have told the story before, I don't know, but I went to Genghis Khan in Denver when I was in college.
Okay.
And it was at like a Westin or a Hilton or something, and there were a bunch of Muggles that were at the hotel.
Oh, those no. People. And that was probably right at the height of Vampire the Masquerade.
There were people LARPing Vampire.
Amazing.
And there were guys who were walking around with like their arms crossed and holding up like a number of fingers, and that's what level of their like obfuscate power that they have as they're walking around the
meaning that they were like hiding, basically, right?
Yeah, like I'm hiding in plain sight, you can't see me unless you have the sensibility of the same level or higher.
It's so amazing.
It was okay. Well, we can move on from this matchup. For the love of God, vote for Vampire.
What? Oh, God.
Is Jay done moderating today? I don't even know if he should be allowed.
No, I get to do one more. I'm so
excited.
Oh
my gosh. This is wrong.
So our next one is Portal. No, sorry. It is Why the Last Man, Josh Wheeler, versus the Pocket Monsters, Trevor Christensen.
I swear you're the only person who remembers to call it Pocket Monsters every time, Jay. It's an incredible talent.
Well, I also call it the Pokemans, but...
Yeah.
Why the Last Man is a 15 seed, Pokemon is a 2 seed. This is going to be a clubbing of a baby seal. Josh, which one would you like, first or second?
I'll go first because I feel so ill-equipped to defend, frankly, anything against the Pocket Monsters, but... Here we go. Look, Why the Last Man is some of the most incredible writing that has occurred in the graphic novel space in the history of mankind. It's a fascinating thought experiment about a world where the men are gone. And it's as fun and quirky and serious and thought-provoking as all of that sounds like it would be. The two main characters, Yorick and his... beautiful Capuchin monkey you just can't help but love them and ache for the journey that they take. And it takes some dark turns and it takes some, again, thoughtful turns. Just incredible writing move forward a property worthy of being more in the world.
Yeah, we were talking about this matchup before the mics went on, and I think I joked that, like, of all the post-apocalyptic, like, movies or shows or IPs, whatever, Why the Last Man is probably the most terrifying to me.
Understandably.
Okay, Trevor, you can now talk about Pokemon.
Club away.
The club seal in this particular matchup is spelled S-E-E-L because it is a Pokemon, and you should vote for Pokemon because it is one of the greatest video game card game franchises and TV shows of all time. And there are tons of people younger than us who find this their most interesting thing. They play Pokemon Go. They play all the Pokemon games that get released. They know all the evolutions. Pokemon is a world phenomenon. It has sold more games than any other property short of Mario himself. I mean, there's good argument to be said as to why this franchise could win the entire bracket, let alone beat one of my favorite comics of all time.
Like, I can't even muster up the energy to argue against Pokemon because, like, I literally had someone drop, like, $7,000 yesterday buying Pokemon cards at my store. So, like, I've been sufficiently bribed, I guess.
Wow.
Whatever.
Make sure the title of this episode is, like, Chain Attack Grading Geekery, The Most Corrupt Moderator Edition. chance did I have?
I mean, obviously... I think that Why the Last Man is much better than Pokemon, Josh. Come on.
Can I throw something else out?
Sure.
I don't know. I haven't backed this up. I haven't found this out. But according to Wikipedia, Pokemon is the highest grossing media franchise of all time.
Holy cow.
So if you can include movies, sure, TV shows, video games, cards, the whole thing, it is the highest grossing media franchise of all time.
I mean, I feel dirty because I won't lie. I really enjoyed Detective Pikachu, and it might be my son's most watched movie. He freaking loves that movie. It's so ridiculous. And I mean, my family has had fun with Pokemon Go when it first came out. You know, I freaking hate that I had to fight against this property. I just know it's going to continue to ravage through the bracket and destroy things that I love, which makes me mildly resentful.
There's a Pokemon theme park, Josh.
I don't know. I don't think
Why the Last Man theme park would be safe.
There's a Pokemon musical.
Tell me more.
Basically, every reason why I have no hope for humanity is encapsulated in the fact that Pokemon is popular. Josh, would you like to do a rebuttal?
I don't know if I can do a rebuttal more angry old man-ish than what you just said. So I yield the remainder of my time to the Raichus.
Trevor, would you like to rebut?
I'll help him out with Why the Last Man. There is a TV series coming. I think that it's probably one of the underappreciated comic series out there. So I realize that it's going to lose this matchup, but if you get anything out of this bracket, if you've not read Why the Last Man, I think you should take the time to go. It is the bone for me of this bracket.
If other than Old Man's War, you should read that first. But then,
That is actually true. Yeah, that is actually true.
Okay, Trevor, it's the last matchup. We have The Matrix J versus Portal Josh Wheeler.
All right. I'll let Jay go first. It's the higher seed. It's the sixth seed in the TV and movies bracket, which seems quite high. I don't remember getting it that high, but go ahead, Jay.
So I have a little bit of trepidation for this matchup because I think that The Matrix should be the slam dunk winner, but I'm a little bit worried that Matrix is so old and so every day at this point that people aren't going to give it its due respect. But really... I remember The Matrix was the first rated R movie I watched, and it opened the floodgates. And it is kind of funny that it really shouldn't be a rated R movie as my gateway into rated R movies. But The Matrix, first of all, just the concept is amazing. Second of all, it is the movie that kind of made DVDs explode, because everyone's like, man, look at how cool this movie is on this DVD, and the picture and the sound is so sharp, etc.
I will mention that it is the first rated R film my daughter has ever seen, and I don't even remotely feel bad about it. There is no blood. There's no F words.
There's other PG-13 movies that are way more egregious.
I've watched some PG-13 movies with her, though. I was like, oh, gosh, I'm not sure she should have watched that. And she's almost 15. But I had no qualms about letting her watch the movie. It's so weird to me that it's got an R rating, but whatever. Anyway, I do think that there's going to be a subset of people who just don't really understand why it was such a big... Josh?
Yeah, I am that subset of people, sadly, because I never watched it. Here's the thing.
But Portal, you have played Portal, so tell us.
I've played all the Portals, and Portal is, frankly, it represents some of the finest writing in video games in the history of mankind. I mean, it's incredibly well written. It takes, and not just the actual, you know, writing, character dialogue, the actual story plot, etc., but like the level design and the way that all works together. And I mean, in some ways, it takes this incredibly simple mechanic and makes it nothing short of incredible. And the fact that it exists is just a testament to what mankind can achieve. You know, it really provides hope for mankind that Jay would never be able to provide. I mean, Jay's property. and it's the type of video game that will affect generations. I mean, all of my children have played it. We love to quote it. You know, their mother, who isn't even a video gamer, she even knows the Lemon quote.
The Lemon quote? Apparently, yeah, I don't even know that.
From Portal 2.
I haven't played Portal 2.
Oh, there's this amazing... You should just look up Cave Johnson Lemons and just listen to it. You'd freaking love it, Trevor. It's hilarious.
I've heard a bunch of those quotes because my daughter played through it, and I've heard them because they became so commonplace.
Yeah, yeah.
The game came out. I mean, it's testament to the game that I think I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again because it's relevant at this point, that I basically played the game 10 to 15 minutes at a time and then would go lay down wanting to throw my guts up because of how badly it would give me motion sickness.
But then you had to go back, right? Because it's so well crafted, so well designed. Like
the puzzles in it are such a joy. Like when you figure out how to complete the puzzles,
mm-hmm.
they feel so organic. Like generally there's only one way to solve them, but it makes you feel like whatever way you pick, you know, which is that one way, is unique and ingenious, and it's, you know, it's just, anyway, it does a great job of you feel like you're a friggin' genius when you finally figure out the puzzle. So.
But you know what? If you vote for Portal, you are a friggin' genius.
Hello?
That was weird.
Okay. Jay, your rebuttal?
I'm not, I'll guess I'll do like Trevor and just continue what I missed. Really, the one last point I'll make with The Matrix is that it caused a special effects revolution. It changed cinema, and there were tons of copycats after that, but it is something that is it was a sight to behold, the things that it accomplished with as a cinematic achievement.
Yes, the scene, I can only call it the Matrix scene, basically, where he dodges the bullets, was copied.
Bullet time.
Yeah, it was copied in so many movies, like Shrek and Kung Pao Enter the Fist, and like it was parodied hundreds of times in the next 3 or 4 years after that. So it definitely had an impact. Josh, your rebuttal?
To quote one of the greatest villains ever conceived by mankind, Portal was a triumph. And I'm making a note here, is a huge success. I had a whole thing where I rewrote the entire end song, but I can't keep a straight face to finish it. Again, just an example of how incredible the writing is. Like, here's the thing. Jay doesn't want you to vote for Warcraft because it has crappy writing and blah, blah, blah. And he's right. Portal is the antithesis of that. It is the greatest achievement of level design, mechanics, writing, character creation, etc. that we may ever see in our lifetimes. So give it its just desserts and vote for it.
I don't know, Josh. The cake was a lie. So that is most of our matchups throughout the entire first round. We only have three remaining.
Three left, yeah.
Yeah. At this point, quick update. Dresden Files beat out X-Wing as the lower seed. Baldur's Gate beat Stranger Things. Arkham Horror beat out the Harry Potter books. Apparently,
it's amazing.
Really hates J.K. Rowling now. what else have we missed? The Elder Scrolls beat out the Game of Thrones TV series. War Machine beat out The Martian.
Man, yeah. This bracket is really going to tell us so much about our listeners. I mean, nothing that will surprise us, but...
Next episode, we're going to talk about it a little bit, but one of the things that surprised me was how different some of the votes ended up amongst those who are on our Discord versus the public on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
In fact, there was actually one matchup where on Facebook, one of them won. On Discord, they tied. And on Twitter, the other one won.
Huh. Okay, we'll stay tuned to the next episode where we go over all of that.